Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Bring them out. Oh, yeah. Welcome in to the Kaplan J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Waddle Wednesday. One open phone line for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. And Cap, we're just a day away now from the NFL draft and the Bears in their attempt to chase greatness by getting a franchise quarterback in a man that we really, really think that can make a difference for this football team in Caleb Williams. However, Cap, it's more than just Caleb Williams coming to Chicago. Caleb Williams is already in the news before he even puts on his new suit. He's already in the news. He and Ryan Poles and maybe a teammate that he might want to curry favor with.
Yeah, Caleb came out yesterday and tweeted about being on the same flight from L.A. to Detroit with Rome Odunze. Y'all, look who was on my flight. And then Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network dropped this nugget. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze didn't just take the same flight to Detroit for the draft. I'm told Odunze recently caught balls from Williams, who was also throwing with Bears wide receivers Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Oh.
Now, thanks, Greeny. As I read that and hear from some people around the situation, it does not sound like all three were on the field together working out. He's been throwing with Rome, and he's been throwing when he was in town. I think he threw a little bit to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
In case you missed that, that's why we're just telling you that story, is because you can see that Caleb Williams getting acclimated to eventually becoming a Chicago Bear.
Right, like Ryan Poles said, I'm not ready to say anything yet. You got to wait till Thursday. And then he started laughing.
Yes.
Because it's done. It is done. I had a friend of mine text me yesterday. Do you think there's any chance? No. There's no chance. There's no curveball coming. That's who they're getting. That is their guy. We did have a little bit of breaking news 1 minute ago from Adam Schefter, Bears related. Mm-hmm. Chicago Bears have now signed assistant GM Ian Cunningham to a contract extension, but he is still expected to be one of the top GM candidates in the next hiring cycle. So it's Ryan doing a solid for his guy. Hey, man, great work. We're in this position. We've turned around. Poles quote, we'll get to it, about the how hard it'll be to make the roster. So now he's taking care of his guy.
You know, through all the months leading into the draft this week, Cap, there have been so many people on the outside of the Chicago Bears circle, NFL experts, writers, pundits, all these people that like to be able to say, you know, the Chicago Bears will find a way to get this wrong. Mm-hmm. Or Caleb Williams will not be a Chicago Bear because the Bears will stick with Justin Fields. Or, you know, it's the Bears because if it's a draft or if it's free agency, the Bears will always come up short. And by the way, that reputation in the past has been earned. Because all you can do is go by the history of a ball club that did not have a guy in name as far as a pro personnel person, Cap. They didn't have a general manager in name for a long time.
Correct. After they fired Jerry Vanisi, the late Jerry Vanisi, in the late 80s, that was Mike Ditka's guy. Mark Hatley, rest in peace, was in charge of player personnel. There was Rod Graves. Yes. There was a number of different people around the process.
Mm-hmm. But in general manager name was a rumor.
From late 80s until they hired Jerry Angelo in like 03.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They did not have a general manager.
The reason why I only bring it up, Cap, is because when we see people over our shoulders here NFL experts, former players, and they talk about the Chicago Bears. Hey, the past reputation is sound. When you say the Bears are going to screw this up or the Bears are not a good organization, well, in the past, that is the case because we talk so much about a number of teams here in this city that are run still like a mom-and-pop shop. I mean, a wealthy mom-and-pop shop, but as far as the infrastructure, run like the 1970s.
That's correct.
Run like the 1980s.
That's correct.
And so I think that that perception still is out there for some about the Chicago Bears. However, if you're looking to take a deep dive at the Blue and Orange, you know that things have changed. Ryan Poles comes in and says, I'm going to level the franchise. Something you and I have never seen. Bears fans have never seen before. We've seen a lot of bad teams. But as far as saying, you know, all these salaries, no, you didn't win with these big names. We're going to take them off the roster.
Correct.
So now we're going to go from 3 wins. We're going to go to 7 wins and build. You're 10-24 under Matt Eberflus, and now here you are. You got yourself in a position to have not just one, but 2 first-round draft picks, 2 number-one picks. And now here comes Caleb Williams coming in here tomorrow. It just shows you that the mom-and-pop shop is closed in Lake Forest. It's closed, Cap.
Correct.
It used to be something, oh, look at mom-and-pop. I'm going to steal the little penny candy right there. And then at the end of the year, they say, well, we're lost money. How did we lose money? Because people were stealing from you. The kids were stealing from you.
Right.
Like athletes were stealing from the Bears. Right?
Right.
So, but things have changed, though, Cap, in this regard.
It was never that the Bears wouldn't spend money in recent times. Mm-hmm. Maybe back when the late Mike McCaskey was running things and they let Wilbur Marsh. That's 30 years, 40 years ago. They spent. Oh, Julius Peppers, number one guy in free agency, $92 million. Charter a plane. Let's go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack, we can acquire. Got to give him $142 million, the richest defensive contract at the time in the history of the league. Yeah, write the check. It was not that they were cheap. That was an old axiom that was not accurate.
Yes.
They did not know what they were doing in the hiring process of GMs and coaches. They did not know what they were doing in trying to build. And Ryan Poles, through Bill Polian, got to give him some credit. He was one of the key guys in the hiring process, said, you don't have any blue chippers or very few, and you need 10 to 12 blue chip players, not just good ones, blue chip. That's a blue chip guy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you've added a bunch of those really good players. And Paul said yesterday, it's going to be really hard to make our roster, and that's a good thing. This is a quick rebuild now. He did this fast. And if Caleb Williams is who I believe he is, who you believe he is, mm-hmm. who many analysts believe he is, we're getting ready to buckle in here on the home of the Bears to a hell of a run.
You could just tell that this is not the mom-and-pop shop anymore, Cap, just based on the free agency here in the offseason. You upgrade at running back. You got upgrade at wide receiver. You got an extra tight end. You added to the offensive line. You got a free safety. We haven't talked enough about Bayard only because I think you and I and many Bears fans are confident about the secondary post Eddie Jackson, the linebackers. Now you just kind of have to work in trying to fill in the rest of the pieces, like your defensive line and your offensive line. Again, this is not a complete team yet, but you can see that they're building toward in the right direction, building in the direction of trying to be a perennial playoff team. That's what it comes down to. Remember, I asked, I think it was Albert Breer earlier this week. I think I asked him, Cap, about the NFC North. I said, where do you place the Bears amongst the best in the NFC North? And he believes that the Bears are going to be in contention. And because Detroit, he says, the class, Green Bay's good, and he believes the Bears will take a step. And rightfully so. Building the way you are, you should be able to take another step.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. They should be a playoff team. If Caleb Williams is what we all believe he is, this is not some, all right, got to give him 3 years to figure things. No, sorry. It's time to win. Let's go. I'm not telling you they're going to go 14-3. I'm not telling you they're going to beat the Chiefs 46-10 in the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you they better be a damn competitive football team.
And 46-10 has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It certainly does.
Super Bowl 20.
What were your nerves like? 85. Where did you watch the Super Bowl?
I came back from, I was coaching.
Yeah.
So I left Northern, drove home to my house, my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was in college. He came back from college. and my parents had people over. And I remember, I could tell you where I was sitting, in their family room of their old, old house. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on the floor because there was probably 30 people there. And remember, I think Peyton fumbled.
Yeah.
And they, the Patriots kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It's 3-0. When he fumbled, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, here we go. Chicago sports. And then it was over.
Yeah, just like that. I remember watching with my parents in the and my sister in the back room, because that's where the TV room was, in the back room. And the one memory I have, not only that the Bears won the Super Bowl, I remember going to the front door during one of the commercials, just to stick my head out the front door and listening to nothing. No traffic in the streets, Cap.
Nothing.
We lived on a busy street where you could hear, with the cars going by. You heard nothing. Nobody was on the streets on the south side.
Everyone was watching that game.
Bar, tavern, lounge, home, wherever they were. I just noticed this, like, wow, it's almost like a ghost town because everyone was watching the Bears. That's what I remember. A Dick Enberg and a Merlin Olsen broadcast on NBC. And I just said, boy, this is amazing. Everyone's captivated over the Chicago Bears. Well, you know, Ryan Poles is the general manager for the Chicago Bears. He talked to about a number of things. That dinner that we've referenced last couple of days, mm-hmm. a dinner with Caleb Williams and some of the Bears. What do you learn about the dinner with the current Bears?
I think it just confirmed a lot of the information that we got. Kind of testing where his football understanding is. That part, you know, getting him with the coaches, that was a very positive interaction there. And then getting him with some of our players. That's important to us. We're in a really good place with our culture and our locker room. As much as I can, I want those guys a part of the process of building this team. I trust their feedback. And, you know, I think that chemistry is really important. So that's why we did that.
Does he trust the feedback of Caleb Williams and say, hey, man, I was just throwing the football with Roma Dunze. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question they've all talked through every scenario.
Uh-huh.
But again, if Joe Alt is on the board and attainable, how do you not take a left tackle?
With the ninth pick.
They take Joe Alt? I mean, we know
with the first pick
what the Bears will do.
Right.
But you're saying it that
with the ninth pick.
I just don't think he's there at nine. I don't. Now, if you're prepared to move up to go get, you know, Marvin Harrison or Neighbors or Dunze if you have to, you might want to think about that bookend for Darnell Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he won the Brian Piccolo Award yesterday for the rookie.
I love Brian Piccolo.
And then T.J. Edwards won it for the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being great in the community and just a great representative of the Chicago Bears. And I'm looking at Darnell Wright at that luncheon yesterday. He's standing up there. Dude, the guy can block out the sun.
Yes, he can.
He is a monster.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what he's been doing in the offseason other than training with our guy Olin or whatever he's been doing. But, oh, my goodness, he's a beast. Can you imagine having an equally beastly-like guy at left tackle? And I kick Braxton inside because Tevin hadn't shown yet that he can play 17 games. Nate Davis didn't do that last year. You're going to need more depth. You get a bookend pair of tackles that are there for a decade? Huh. That's hard to turn down. But again, I don't think Joe Walt's there. I think he's well off the board. So do you go get the shiny toy in the receiver room? I told you yesterday, I think that they have a definite need for a wide receiver.
You're talking about at the...
With the ninth pick.
The ninth pick, yes.
Correct.
Okay. Goodell's here for us, by the way, anytime you need him.
Roger last night. I said, hey, man, can you just keep saying ninth pick and then send a file over to Jay Moore.
Yeah, so just in case, if you ever need him.
With the first pick, with the ninth pick.
So he's there for you, in case you need him.
Thanks, Roger.
Well, Cap, I don't know if you saw Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, was reporting that the Bears, per sources, have narrowed it down. It's going to be a wide receiver or a pass rusher. That would take Joe Alt off the board for you.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll be there.
That's okay.
That's fine.
But Cap,
now, there are people that are in the know that I read yesterday, followed, listened to, that said if Brock Bowers is there, he is in their little blue level player. There's like three or four guys, and Brock Bowers is one of them. How would you feel about that?
I mean, look, I mean, who are you talking to?
He's a unicorn.
So who are you talking to?
Right.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Of course I love Brock Bowers. He's more of a receiver than tight end. But he's got the soft hands, and I watch every snap of him at Georgia, so I know how good he is and what he can be. He's the ready-made product today. It's not one of these products. No, today he's ready.
What was his?
Today.
How fast is he?
Oh, that doesn't matter. Hey, Cap, do you want a sure-headed tight end or not? It actually is more of a receiver than a tight end. That's Brock Bowers. He is that guy.
Right. Like, is he Travis Kelce? Is he George Kittle?
Bowers did not run a 40 at the combine. He has incomplete RAS, the relative athletic score.
Well, you know what that means. He's got good hands.
That's right.
That's good enough. That's what I saw in Georgia. It's all right, Cap. Don't worry about the speed.
Yeah, his prospect grade from NFL.com, production score at the combine, 99. Tight end rank first. 86 athleticism, third. Total score, 96. Number one at his position. And he is a 6.71 on the scale, which is considered year one starter.
Yeah.
Starter.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. You know why you don't worry about the speed with Brock Bowers? Because of that elite downfield blocking that opened the holes for him. He's fine. Don't worry. He's ready to play today.
He's 243 pounds.
Yeah.
6'3", 243. And everything I've read is he's much more of a pass catcher that you could get down the field like Kelce does and could develop his blocking, but absolutely is a beast.
As a blocker, nothing. Didn't have to. So, I mean, when you are a ready-made team in a championship-level club, you don't have to worry about that kind of development because you got someone that will block for you. Two tight end sets, or you got offensive line. You got plenty that can help you. Bowers is just the real deal. There's no doubt. Whoever gets him is going to get a real find and a real diamond at that position. No question about that.
Right. So, this is what NFL Network says about him. He does not have Kyle Pitts' freaky measurables,
no.
So he may not carry the same grade, but he's going to keep doing what he's doing now because the way he plays translates.
Don't worry about him, pal.
And supposedly he's in their blue level, the highest level prospect. Now, did they take him at 9? I don't think so, but who knows?
How good was he? Waddle wanted him as a freshman.
He did. I remember that.
So that's how
I remember that. He's, again, much more of a receiver.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Yes. What's your dream pick and nightmare pick in the draft for the Bears tomorrow? So let's get your thoughts. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Jump in our Bears discussion as we're a day away from the NFL draft. Your dream pick and your nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. From your standpoint, also still to come, some thoughts from Ryan Poles. Had a lot to say about this upcoming draft. We'll hear from Ryan and your thoughts as we move forward here on the home of the Bears, Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We are back, baby. We are back. We're back. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's hoping that you're going to have a great Wednesday, a Waddle Wednesday here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. I'd like to remind you to check out YouTube as well, youtube.com. Look for the Cap and Jay Hood channel on YouTube as well as the ESPN Chicago channel. YouTube and Twitch brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go Sports Bar. We've been talking about the Bears.
My buddy Phil just texted in. My buddies Phil and Shane, who you know, he just texted me and said, yeah, his last 40 time that he ran, Bowers ran a 4.48.
Don't worry about it.
That's hauling.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, when you have open terrain, Cap, of course, you can run as fast as you want.
Georgia plays Vanderbilt every week.
That's not true.
Pretty close.
No, that's not true.
Never seen a team with a schedule like that.
Hey, Cap, you play what's on their schedule, don't you?
Yes, you'll play Morehead State. Then you have a tough road game at Vanderbilt. And then you get 2 weeks off before Georgia Tech. Oh. And then you'll finish with Central Florida.
Yeah, you mispronounced Alabama there.
You don't ever play them unless it's in the playoff.
No, I'm talking about it. That's Alabama's schedule you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know what you only play. And by the way, there's nothing like giving back, right? Don't you give back? Don't I give back? Okay, that's Georgia giving back to a SWAC school or a MEAC school. Here's for your gym. There's $500,000.
Just let
there's a million.
Beat your you know what.
Yep. 312-332-3776 our phone number. But by the way, when the bell rings though, and those playoffs and the national championship, what usually happens as of late? Georgia answers the bell.
Michigan.
Oh, please. Please. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. I want to talk a little bit about the dream pick and the nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. Well, the dream pick, it starts with Caleb Williams at one.
Mm-hmm.
But at nine, I've been saying it for weeks that I would prefer for the Bears to get more picks at nine. But if not, you've got to be able to address the following. You have to take a look at wide receiver. You have to look at the defensive line. You have to look at the offensive line. I think here's the thing. At nine, I don't know if there's a swing and a miss.
At nine?
With those three selections, defensive line, the other side of Montez Sweat, offensive line, because I'm still not convinced that they have exactly what they need in the offensive line yet, despite the movement here in the offseason. Those are three names, but am I sure that you've solidified your offensive line? Like what you have in the depth chart now, is that it?
Well, that's why I said to you, but much as I would love to get Marvin Harrison, I think it'd be cool as hell if we went, what? We just traded up and got this shiny toy for Caleb? If you can make a move to get the best left tackle in the draft, whoever that is, maybe they don't like Joel. I don't know. I'm not privy to their board. But whoever that is, I still remember when the 85 Bears were built by the late Jim Finks. He just kept drafting offensive linemen. Remember this. Ted Albrecht, to Dennis Lick, to Keith Van Horn, to Jimbo Covert. And just kept throwing resources at it. And they built. And then he got Thayer, who went to the USFL first. And then he grabbed Jay Hilgenberg and Mark Bortz. And you're like, wow. All of a sudden,
built a line.
A line yep. that blocked for Walter and for McMahon, and they won. So, we'll see.
What's the nightmare scenario? Because the dream scenario for me is for the Bears to get Caleb Williams and then get one of these wide receivers. If you're going to stay at nine, if you're not getting more picks, and we're going to address that with Ryan Poles in a moment. If you're not going to get more picks, then I'd like for them to get a wide receiver or make sure that offensive line is solidified.
Nightmare scenario would be if he called Snorling today and asked him to sit in the draft room with him and give him advice, because we'd be picking like 46, but
hold,
we'd have
hold on a
11 sixth-round picks.
Hold on a moment. Your partner just said he would like to trade down and get more picks.
Yeah.
Why am I the only one getting a shot? What's going on here?
Because I think Hoodie would trade down like three spots. You would trade, okay, you could have my ninth pick. Give me 32, 64, 128, and 156.
I would not go outside of the top 20.
Okay, Shay, before we get there, first of all, I don't know why you're throwing me under the bus. I don't know what that's all about.
I'm not throwing you under the bus at all.
Hold on a second.
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Let me finish if you don't mind. I'm not Cap, so you're going to let me finish. What I'm saying is that I would like for the Bears to get a few more picks than four. I've been saying that for weeks now. I like to have for them to have more than four picks. And if they can't, then stick what you got at nine and get some quality.
But
that's all I've been saying.
How about Poles saying yesterday we could have more or we could have less? When I heard less, I'm like, less? Let's go. Means he's trying to get quality.
I understand. That's just a choice for me, Shay. That's all I'm saying.
No, but Hoodie, I'm not throwing you under the bus at all. My point is you say I would like to acquire more draft picks.
Yes.
Cap says nothing. I say I would like to acquire more draft picks. Cap's got a huge problem. I'm AK.
Pretty much.
What's the difference? Hoodie and I are on the same page here. I'm the only one that's AK?
Damn.
Hoodie would not go back as far as you would.
I wouldn't go out of the top 20. You've got me trading to 32.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
You've just created a hypothetical thing that I've never said, and you've made it a big sticking point to be angry about. That's
what's happening. I would not go below 15 at the max, and I would prefer to stay where I'm at.
Jay Moore? Guys.
We have to make changes to fix things.
You get out of there, AK.
I'm just saying.
No one asked him to stick his beak in this conversation.
Exactly. He's correct, though.
Yes, AK is correct.
If AK was running the Bears, you know what would happen.
Yes.
Justin would have gotten a like $400 million extension, and it'd be an albatross, and we watch Caleb Williams winning Super Bowl somewhere else.
We have an AK sympathizer. We have Jay Moore, who is supporting AK because AK is right.
I'm supporting the statement.
He is supporting AK in his statement, yes. That's exactly right. West Siders, wow. Stick together.
That's it.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Steve at Jefferson Park had a nightmare about the draft, and Steve joins us here on Cap and J Hood. Steve, good morning.
What's up, Stevie?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I love the content all over. Wanted to share my nightmare with you. I had a nightmare. It woke me up, chills, cold sweats. I was yelling. I had a dream that the Bears traded the number one pick for Kyler Murray, 104, the Cardinals' second round pick, and like a 2026, 2027 pick. Can't remember that far. I woke up. I was pissed. I want Caleb Williams bad.
Yeah, you're getting him. That's a done deal, yes. Buddy.
Steve, so that's something. You woke up mad over a dream. Yeah. You got pissed. I love that.
It happens a lot. It happens more than I'd like to share.
Hopefully these will be good dreams for you moving forward.
Yes.
And not nightmares.
Yeah.
This is done. Done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Take care. Love the content.
Appreciate you. Cap, you know, if that ever happened, I think I'd have to hang it up.
Oh, God.
If Kyler Murray was in a Bears uniform, I think that'll be all. Could you imagine? I mean, what he just laid out there.
Oh, my God.
Cap, I would hit the roof.
Hit the roof. That would make me puke.
Kyler Murray in a Bears uniform? Absolutely not.
Ugh.
There's just certain players, Cap, that you watch and you say, good for them, but never on my team.
Agreed.
You know, just like you admire them at the 325 game. Oh, look, the Cardinals are losing again. Hey, look, Kyler Murray's down 17 again. Oh, he's running out of bounds. I couldn't do it.
My hand was sore. I was playing Guitar Hero or whatever it was he was playing.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Your dream pick and your nightmare pick in tomorrow's draft. And don't forget, Shay's going to have his mock draft. Now, he had a mock draft yesterday, but he has some changes here, some scenarios when it comes to the Chicago Bears draft with the first and ninth pick. So we'll have that coming up at 8:18. It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Shot or no shot with Captain J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Now time for Shot or No Shot, brought to you by
ESPN Bet. Now live in Illinois. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets with any sportsbook. Say good morning to Shay W. Norris.
Good morning on a Wednesday, one sleep away from the number one pick in the draft.
Let's go, baby.
Wait, what's so funny, Hoodie? If you're not watching on video, Hoodie is LMAOing as we open the segment.
You.
Listen in the break.
I don't know if you want to save this for Ryan. I just said, like, this poor guy was just about to pass out. We had to help him up from one report
in the break.
Yeah, it was like two supermodels said they want to have a threesome with him, and he ends up finding out it's Drake May. The Patriots want Drake May.
I saw the Athletic piece, and Diana Rossini goes, the Patriots are really into Drake May. That's the third pick. I almost passed out.
Oh, my God.
I fell into the door of the studio.
He was so happy.
I haven't felt a happiness like that in years.
He fell into the door, Cap. He's been having candles around his bed for months now trying to get Drake made to the Patriots. And finally, someone agrees. Rossini says it's
Diana
very likely.
Rossini.
That's so funny.
I actually fell into the door. What a beautiful Wednesday morning.
Well, first, I thought there was something wrong, like something personal, right? Because his hands were shaking. Cap, did you see this?
Oh, I did.
His hands were shaking.
I heard you go, what's wrong? And I see him kind of doubled over. I'm like, oh, God.
Arturis
is going down.
Oh, God.
I got a sick relationship with sports. I do. It's very close to me.
The hands were shaking. They fell into the door. Rossini says they're getting made. Crying. It hasn't even happened yet, but he's in. Oh, my God.
These guys did it. These guys did it, man.
Wow.
All right, let's get started.
Shot or no shot.
With shot or no shot.
Here's Shea Dorling.
In about 3 hours, I'm going to have to go to my doctor. Yesterday, we got some reports that Caleb Williams was not only flying to Detroit with Rome Odunze, but that he was also throwing passes to Odunze, as well as DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. This from Tom Pelissero on social media. Shot or no shot, this means Odunze is the pick if he's available.
Oh, it's a no shot.
Yeah, he may be. I don't think this means anything. I do not.
It's a no shot. But you know what it is, Cap. Oh, Cap, you and I are in the same draft class? What's up, man? We're about to get paid.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you and me.
We'll be together.
You know what? At least we're in the same draft class.
But I'm done reading into all this because I listen to people. Ooh, Kevin Warren sat down with Jarrett Payton and professed his respect and love for Justin Fields. Must mean we're not trading him. No. That was some of the stupidest takes we had to field on these phone lines here. Did you hear what Kevin Warren said? No, he came out and said Justin sucks. Of course he's going to say that. And then we have all this other nonsensical takes. Ooh, Ryan Poles' kid. He went as Justin for Halloween, and he has his poster and jersey up in his room. Hey, son, it's business. Out. And now he's got Caleb Williams as a screensaver. Stuff changes. I'm not willing to anoint him yet the pick.
Shay.
All right, ESPN's Paul Hembo put out a chart showing the hit rate for each position in the first round of the draft.
Uh-huh.
Adam Schefter aggregated this morning. It got a little traction. The hit rate was defined as a player getting a second contract with the team that drafted them. The chart showed wide receiver is the single worst position at getting to a second contract out of the first round of the draft. Only 22% of wide receivers selected from 2000 to 2019 have gotten a second contract on the team that drafted them. Shot or no shot, this actually scares you out of drafting a wide receiver in the first round.
No, I trust Ryan Poles does his homework and does the best thing that he believes is right for the team. So, no, it does not.
It's a no shot for me, Cap, only in this regard. If the Bears are getting a wide receiver at 9 and they don't get more picks and they just stick with a wide receiver at 9, that wide receiver is on the same wavelength, the same track as Caleb Williams. They're both coming up together, up the ranks with the Bears together. They're learning together. So my point is that if there's a wide receiver, no matter what the stats say, you know that's what's needed on your football team. You have Keenan Allen, a year, 2 years, whatever it is. He's not here for the long haul. DJ Moore is one of your bookends. You're going to need an extra wide receiver. You know, if Scott was actually a better receiver, this would not be a conversation, Cap. If he was someone that you really believed in as your future, this would not be a conversation.
Correct. But I think that they have their questions about him. They obviously do about Velus Jones. So you got 1 year of Keenan Allen. You got DJ Moore. That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Pettis is a return man.
Yes.
So they need to get more receiving help.
Shay.
All right, I want to ask about the Bears stadium plans. They're going to have a press conference today at noon from Soldier Field. They're expected to announce the plans for their new stadium on the lakefront. Chicago Tribune reported the cost will be $4.6 billion. The Bears are expected to provide $2.3 billion of that. The rest expected to come from taxpayers. My question, shot or no shot, they need to put this on a ballot.
Shot.
That's a shot.
People, if you're going to look, I don't live in Cook County, but you three do.
Yes.
And there are tens of thousands of people listening right now that also live in Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to take money from there, taxes, they should have a right to weigh in. Put it on a ballot, and if people want to pay for it, God bless him. You can't just, we're taking this. No, that's not how it works in a democratic society.
That's the way it should be, Cap. But I if that's on a ballot, I definitely would want to vote on that. There's no question about it. See, and so, again, the way I look at things, I just think that the Arlington Heights plan seemed feasible and seemed right to me. Now, even though they're going to have this press conference today, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Bears are going to build at Soldier Field. It's going to be renderings. There's a plan in place. Doesn't necessarily mean that's where they're going to be. I still believe, because I've lived here for over 50 years, I believe there's always posturing and there's politics in all of it. There's a push and pull on all of it. And so, who knows? Arlington Heights, Chicago, maybe another suburb that we've read about in the Tribune and other places. Who knows?
If you haven't read the Tribune article this morning,
it's a must read.
It's a must read.
Yeah.
It is why we need a very aggressive press corps. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a deep dive. What are they got inside intel, what the Bears are asking for. They're asking for over $2 billion of taxpayer money. $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
In a city where we've got other things going on here, whether it's the migrants coming to town, whether it's we need more police, got to pay our teachers, we got to fix our infrastructure. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Crime, all of it. So if you live in Cook County and you're going to ask people for, hey, I know you work really hard, we're taking some more of your money to build a football stadium for billionaires,
mm-mm,
I think it should be put to a vote. And if the people vote yes, God bless them.
All right, Shay.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We turn now to intrepid reporter Shay Norling with breaking news on Captain Jay Hood. Shay.
Breaking news on ESPN 1000 and Captain Jay Hood, brought to you by the Advantage Dealer Group, home of the 60-minute guarantee. This just came across a few minutes ago. I want to make a shot or no shot question out of it. I think it's one of the best things I've seen in sports in a very long time. Per Pete Thamel, Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. ESPN reporting this morning, Reggie Bush, quote, personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be a part of the storied legacy of the Heisman Trophy, and I'm honored to return to the Heisman family. The ruling was the NCAA admitting student-athlete compensation is real, it's here, it's not going away, and because of that, because of the rule changes, they are reinstating Reggie Bush as a Heisman winner. Mm. Shot or no shot, this is the NCAA finally doing the right thing.
I would say shot. You know, back when he was getting money on the side, was that against the rules? Yeah, those rules became antiquated. And so, yes, this is the NCAA doing the right thing.
That is a shot that he is able to get his Heisman Trophy back. The hope is that if there's something else that's out there, Cap, as far as awards or things that were snatched, you know, taken away from, hopefully that they'll be able to receive their awards too. But it starts with Reggie Bush, though, because we've always known that he's a Heisman Trophy winner, even though he didn't have his trophy. We've always known he's been the guy. I wonder, is there other things that the NCAA can overturn and make right again?
Now, it's not the NCAA, according to Thamel, that is changing this. It's the Heisman Trust.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that control the Heisman Trophy. The decision comes amid what the Heisman Trust is calling enormous changes in the college football landscape. He will have a formal reinstatement of the trophy today. Super cool.
How about dirty programs that had their banner snatched? Can they get their banners back?
Get Louisville their title back.
Well, then UMass Memphis went to the Final Four with Cal.
Yeah.
Memphis with Cal.
Yeah.
Cal's going to have a bunch more banners hanging all of a sudden. Better go back to Arkansas and go, I have two more Final Fours. I'd like more money.
Yes. Please put that on my Wikipedia. Please.
Wow.
That's the slippery slope I'm asking, Shay. Is there more? I mean, the Heisman Trust is one thing. And I've always recognized him as the Heisman Trophy winner, even though he didn't have the trophy. Okay, great. But I wonder, is there other things that can be overturned from this? To right or wrong. But Bush is right on the top of that. I think that's good for him. He deserves it.
I think it's just good for sports. Like, yeah. He won. And honestly, it was always unfair to me that it got taken. Because it's not like he got a bag and bought a Lambo and was living some crazy life. They provided his mother with a house. Like,
Wow.
Oh, you gave somebody who was struggling a home, and for that you get stripped of an award that you earned? It always struck me as unfair and frankly stupid.
Boy, the movie Blue Chips doesn't have a future anymore.
Is that going to be taken off the shelves? Is that right. Canceled?
Ricky Rowe has to give back the tractor.
Hey, man, I was looking for Blue Chips on Netflix. It looks like they've taken it off the shelves. I can't get it anymore.
Right, it's like a book burning. We banned that movie.
What happened?
It's inaccurate.
It was real life.
Cashed in.
That's it.
It was real life, Cap.
That's it. So good for Reggie Bush.
It just shows you also the tone deafness of some that don't understand the background of others. Thank God that you were able to live the life that you have, Cap, as a coach, to be able to understand how some student-athletes did not have this silver spoon. They didn't come up from a great home. They had to learn as they were in college about life.
I could tell you a billion stories of players I picked up along the way to take to driving back to DeKalb. Can we go to, I still remember the one kid from Phillips High School. Can we stop at McDonald's? I'm starving. Yeah. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Give me six Big Macs and four orders of fries. I'm like, when was the last time you ate? 4 days ago.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Heisman Trust didn't know anything about that. Did not understand the other side. It was important for Reggie Bush to take care of his family. And now it's commonplace.
Buying a winter coat and getting my hand slapped because I violated the rules.
Mm-hmm.
The kid was from California and it was 20 below or whatever it was.
Shay?
All right, Danny Zetterman sent us a photo of the Ravinia schedule yesterday with a big surprise on the list. One David Kaplan will be performing Beethoven's Piano Sonata Number 14 at Ravinia on September 1st. Cap, why are you hiding your career as a pianist from us?
Oh, he's always been a pianist.
I want to know more about this. Shot or no shot, we got to make this a show outing.
Buy a ticket. I only get comps for family. Mindy, Bruce, Wendy, my kids.
And me.
And Hoodie.
This is my son, Hoodie. He's adopted.
That's it.
That's right, Miss. That's right. That's right, Mr. Drummond.
That's it.
That's me. All right. We will have around the NFL Bears mock drafts. There's more from yesterday than we have today for you. It's a Waddle Wednesday as well on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
Welcome back to Cap and J Hood. You're officially locked in. Put your hands up in the sky. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and then he falls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Time now for Around the NFL right here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. It's a Waddle Wednesday. We'll hear from Tommy coming up at 8:35. Around the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Tomorrow is the NFL draft. We'll get our final draft rumors around the NFL trip tomorrow. Today, I have three separate Bears mocks for you. Okay. One where the Bears will be trading up in the draft. One where the Bears will be trading down in the draft, and one where the Bears just stamp at and use their four picks.
With the ninth pick.
All right, we're ready.
We begin with the trade-up edition of the Bears mock draft.
The Chicago Bears have traded the ninth pick.
After selecting Caleb Williams, number one overall, the Chicago
with
Bears...
the first pick.
Yes, go ahead.
The Chicago... Thank you, Mr. Goodell.
Sorry.
The Chicago Bears trade the ninth pick in the draft... trade the ninth pick in the draft.
Chicago Bears have traded the ninth pick.
Cap, yes. Before you call me a biatch, my issue with your trade up is not that I wouldn't do it. It's that I wouldn't trade a first. The ninth pick, both second round picks next year from yours and Carolina's, a fourth round pick, and the fifth round pick you received from Los Angeles, all go to Arizona for four. So you're sending 9 2-seconds next year, a fourth and a fifth.
A 9 2-seconds, a fourth, and a fifth.
And
a fifth.
And you get back four. And you select Marvin Harrison Jr.
I would do that. I absolutely would do that. if my grade on Marvin Harrison was that he was that guy. Again, that he has to be that guy.
2 seconds, a fourth, and a fifth.
Yes.
For Marvin Harrison.
Yes. And now I've got him on a 5-year rookie deal.
Yes.
Game on.
I don't know, Cap. He's a diva to me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Could you imagine both of them on the same football team? Yeah. I think it'd be great.
And now that the Steelers aren't going to pick up Justin's 5th-year option, we could re-sign him and bring him in as a Taysom Hill type.
Oh, my God. Bill Polian joins us on Captain Jay Hood. Bill, how are you?
Bill, good morning. How are you? Go ahead, Shay.
Joel Buschbaum. Go ahead.
I would be excited about it. I still don't know that I'd do it. I think you're giving up a lot of capital for one guy. But I would like this better than giving up next year's first. Giving up next year's first worries me because you're giving up 5 years of control over a player. That's really important to me to keep. Anyway, you take Marvin Harrison, round 1, pick 4. In the 3rd round with the 75th pick, you get the tackle out of Notre Dame, Blake Fisher.
Uh-huh.
And in the 4th round, this guy's falling a lot because of a DUI. I don't know if Poles would actually take him, but I would. You get Tavondre Sweat, Texas defensive tackle.
Yeah, he just had the DUI like
a couple weeks ago.
How stupid do you have to be? You're putting your entire career in the hands of evaluators who are risk averse. And you get a DUI 2 weeks before the draft?
He's not armed with the knowledge and the maturity that you and I have.
But you would question his decision-making if I'm handing him millions of dollars and putting my future of my franchise in his hands.
You and your vanity is always asking, is she hot? Well, me on the football side is asking, can he play? Despite the picadillos, can he play? And the answer is yes.
He's talented, no question.
And this goes back to what, almost 365 days ago where you and I were talking about someone that had a quote-unquote character issue and whether or not that was worthy of the number one pick.
Jalen Carter. Right. And Poles went, no.
And the Eagles said, we have the infrastructure to support this young man. And how many scandals off the field for Jalen Carter? 0. Because the Eagles said, we're not tolerating that. We might not be very good down the stretch, but you're going to keep your nose clean. And it was fine. That's the whole thing with this, Cap. You are 100% correct. How could you do this on the dawn of the draft? How could you do this? This kid, think he can get away with it? Probably got away with it in college. That's how it works, right? Doesn't make sense, but it happened. Now the hope is that he can turn his life around, that you don't hear any more scandals while he's in the NFL.
You would hope.
Right?
You would hope.
That's what it is.
Yep. All right, Shay.
All right, the next simulation I ran was the Stampat simulation. This was by far the most boring and honestly my least favorite of the three that I did.
With the 9th pick,
the Bears select Rome Odunze at number 9. In the 3rd round, pick 75, once again, they get the tackle out of Notre Dame, Blake Fisher. And in the 4th round, 122, once again, they get defensive tackle out of Texas, Tavondre Sweat. Like I said, this one's boring, and frankly, I don't love it. This, I wake up, I have no issue with it, but I wouldn't be over-the-top excited about it.
I mean, if you're adding a first-round wide receiver to this group, there's nothing boring about that.
I understand there's in pyro and ballyhoo with all the movement up and down the draft, but if you're getting a guy that could be a cornerstone for your franchise, I'll take it. I like boring. And by the way Poles works, Shay, as you well know, he always talks about, I got to be blown away to be able to get a certain pick. I got to be blown away to make a certain deal. It feels like, unless he is blown away, that I think the standard will be 1 and 9 and then go home after the first round of the draft. That's what it feels like to me. Feels like just at 9, just like, well, this is the quality that's on our board. All right, we're good.
Take him.
And that's based on what he's done here in the offseason. I don't have to do a lot of movement here. And pick up the phone. Hello. No, that's not a good deal. Hello, that's not a good deal. All right, we got quality at 9. Let's go home. Let's get ready for the next day. That's what it seems like to me. If there was inactivity in the offseason and not a lot of guys in free agency, and it's like, I got to make some moves. And, you know, kind of like what the Vikings are right now, right? The Vikings feel like they need to make some extra moves here because they feel like they're last in the division, to me, now that Kirk Cousins is gone.
Yeah, and they're in a bit of a reset.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a horrible roster, but they're not great.
All right. What's next, Shay?
All right, the final mock, the trade down mock. This one actually ended up being my favorite. Probably not a big surprise to Cap. Select Caleb Williams, number one overall, with the ninth pick.
The Chicago Bears have traded the ninth pick.
You trade the ninth pick back to New Orleans for picks 14 and 45 in this year's draft.
14 and 45.
With the 14th pick, the Chicago Bears select Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida
State.
Wait,
hold on a second. I'm going 9 to 14, and all I'm getting is pick 45?
You might get more, but this was what worked for PFF to do the simulation.
Well, PFF's dumb then.
I don't think you get multiple picks this year. I think you might get a bonus pick next year.
I'm not going from 5 spots down and getting the 45th pick for my troubles. No shot.
The 45th pick ain't bad. The 45th pick here turns into Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon.
Yeah, I'm not looking for ain't bad. No. Sorry. Not. That's bad.
It says on your sweatshirt, chasing ain't bad.
Yeah. My sweatshirt says chasing greatness.
That loud orange sweatshirt says chasing ain't bad.
Chasing ain't bad.
Greatness. That's what I'm chasing. Greatness.
So what? Don't interrupt him. So ninth pick to the Saints for number 14 and 45.
Right.
14 would be Verse, which is not a bad deal. Who wouldn't want Jared Verse? Could be a difference maker, yes. Mm-hmm. And 45. Mm-hmm. Don't like that, though.
No, you're not giving me enough to make me go down 5 spots and I get pick 45? No.
And what else with that, Shay? Is that the end of the deal?
45 is going to be Troy Franklin, the wide receiver out of Oregon, had a 9.02 RAS score. Pretty good RAS for Troy Franklin. Big fan of his. Watched him a lot at Oregon.
Yeah. John Theory, rest in peace, had a great RAS score, too. How'd that work out?
Well, I'm just having
fun
with this.
Put the freaking tape on. Can they play football?
Yes, he can play football. I watched him a bunch. The separation is insane. He's a really good player. Round 3, pick 75. I went with the defensive tackle out of Oregon, Brandon Orlis, because I think in this simulation, Tavondre Sweat was off the board.
That was a really good show with Robert Wall, I think, was in Orlis.
That's Arliss.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Hey! I then traded down again, Hoodie. I got some more picks.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm running out of space here on the yellow pack. Go ahead.
Round 4, pick 122. I moved it to Atlanta for 143, 197, and a 7th round pick next year.
Wake me when you're done.
Got Malik Mustafa, the safety out of Wake Forest. I know Cap's seen a ton of tape of Malik Mustafa.
Never heard of him.
It's a strong name. You got to admit, strong name. Malik Mustafa, that's a Chicago Bear.
He's in Lion King.
The brother.
Can't you just see Mustafa on the back of a Bears jersey?
Well, whatever. Some could.
A brother.
And I grabbed this guard out of Miami, Javion Cohen. Nobody knows anything about him. He's an offensive guard from Miami.
I saw him in synagogue.
No question about that.
Cohen! For me, I like to trade down draft.
Are we done?
Cap hates mock drafts.
I do.
We're just having fun with it, man.
Your name and guy, like, who cares?
I'm trying to get the Bears some elite Raz players.
We got some guy named Cohen. From where? Highland Park? I mean, enough.
Hopefully not.
I got you a Mustafa in your defensive backfield.
I never heard of these guys.
Mustafa
I probably
jerseys
never will
be
hear
flying
of these
off
guys.
The shelves.
A brother.
What's wrong with that?
Got to replace Eddie Jackson somehow. We're getting Malik Mustafa.
How about that, Waddle? How about Mustafa for the Chicago Bears? Gotta get Tommy
lost
on
your
it.
Minds. I think you guys have all kind of lost your minds. I think the draft has made you all crazy.
Yeah, thank God. Get it?
Well, you in particular, Mr. Screamer over there.
What do you mean, me in particular? I chase greatness, Tommy.
Oh God, please come on. Don't we all? We all chase greatness. We all just don't say it every day.
No, we don't all chase greatness.
We
don't.
Do.
No. Arturis Karnišovas does not chase greatness. He's a settler. Chasing greatness is a thing
so
you do
baseball
each
team.
And every
if that's
day.
That's the case. Your baseball team's not allowed to wear your new shirt either, then.
Why not? We went out and won yesterday. Again.
That's fine. You split a 4-game set with the Marlins, who are a double-A team, and you don't have a bullpen that is worthy of a championship. So,
damn.
you can't just be, you know, you can't be selective with when you're telling somebody they're a settler. You all are settlers or no one's a settler. So you can't look at the Cubs and say, yeah, you're doing everything humanly possible to win, and then point the finger over here and say they're settlers. Uh-uh, buddy.
There you go, Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
There you go, Tommy.
Good night.
But don't leave, Tommy. That's not
it. I like the music. Like, what is this? Jay Moore.
It's the Settlers.
That's the Settlers?
Yes. It's the Settlers.
It's Rawhead.
That's so good. You know what? I was having a little bit of a down morning. Now it's all good.
There you go.
You know why you're having a good morning? It's going to be much better because it's a Waddle Wednesday.
You get to be with us.
That's right.
Amen.
So we're going to have Tommy coming up next with his thoughts on the draft and everything else. Chicago sports right here on Cap and J Hood.